your shine, shine forth. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Geeks.
Tom.
Matt.
You smell good.
I do.
Hello, footies and geeks.
Are you sure?
I'm Matt, man.
I'm Tommy, too stinky.
And together we're
the Deep Fried Geeks.
Our weekly podcast talking about food, comics, TV shows, and geek news.
The correct response was, did I not smell good before?
Silly me, I guess. I forgot I was supposed to know that.
Or maybe she said, you smell good now. I think that...
Oh, okay. I get it now. Okay, I get you now.
So
what
I
the heck are you referencing?
I have finally seen Justice League.
The Justice Leagues.
Finally.
The
have
Leagues
seen
of
it.
Justice.
I think I was about 2 weeks late.
Meanwhile, in the Matt Halls of Justice. Yeah, about a couple weeks, yeah.
Finally watches Justice League. So if you have not watched Justice League yet, just a warning that this is going to be filled with spoilers.
You know our normal format. We're going to try and be spoiler free, but later we're going to give you some warnings about spoilers.
Yeah, so we're going to start with a little unspoilerific stuff. I'll try my best. I think it's a very hard movie to spoil.
I think
any of the spoiling... The trailer already did. The trailers already did it, right?
Yeah. Or the internet, yeah.
Or the internet. So, but...
Or you already expected it.
Right. We'll try to stay away from major plot points or anything like that. But,
Justice League.
Whew. What a doozy, huh?
It's quite a movie, yes.
It's been a while since you've seen it now.
Yes.
It's still kind of fresh in my mind. Yeah. You saw what?
2 weeks ago?
Yeah. The weekend it came out, right? So yeah. It came out Friday, you saw it Sunday?
Yep.
And I just saw it on
only about a couple days ago.
On the, what is today? The 7th?
Pearl Harbor Day.
I saw
Day.
It on the 5th.
5th.
So, Tuesday. Today's Pearl Harbor Day?
Yeah, December 7th.
How have I not heard anything about that all day?
I don't know why either.
They didn't have it on the Facebooks at all today. Day. Wow.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Let's take a moment to remember Pearl Harbor.
Or is it the 14th?
Okay, so that was our moment.
That was our moment.
I would think that if it was today, it would have been all over Facebook.
Yeah, and I gotta Google it, because I feel like that's wrong.
Google's the poor Pearl Harbor.
Google. Then
so,
a day. Go ahead.
So then today, I watched Spider-Man Homecoming, and then now I've watched finishing up Wonder Woman.
You were on both sides of the tracks.
Yeah.
December 7th.
Wow.
Huh, you're right.
I'm surprised that it has not been all over the place.
Yeah, National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day, United States of America is Thursday, December 7th. That's today. Nobody's really said anything.
That's weird. That's sad. Well, we are now.
We are remembering because we're honorable patriots.
Take some time to remember Pearl Harbor
and the tragedy that happened on the Japanese attacking us.
Wow, we're getting all depressing. Talking about Justice League and Pearl Harbor in one episode.
They're both tragedies. That's for darn sure.
Alright, so usually we kind of go the good, the bad, and then the spoilers.
The movie, yeah.
And
the good, the bad, and the spoilers.
So, let's start. What did you like about the movie, Tom?
What did I like? I liked the people. They picked good actors to play these characters.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Momoa was really cool.
Preach it.
Ben Affleck, I still like Ben Affleck. I'm still liking him.
I liked him, too. I thought that they had a very lot of Batman... Good Batman scenes.
I like how they made him like old Batman too, so he's like aching and stuff.
Right.
I like that part.
I did enjoy that. Yes. So it was the Aquaman. Aquaman was good. I thought Jason Momoa did a great job.
We'll go into more about that later.
Ben did great.
Gal Gadot.
How did you feel about Cyborg?
I feel like there could have been more, but I think he. I'm usually like Teen Titan Cyborg, who's very like high spirited.
Yeah. Did you freak out at the end when he said booyah?
I did. I was like, but he didn't. He was like, booyah.
Yeah.
I wanted him to shout it.
Yeah.
Shout it. Booyah! Oh, well. But either way.
You know what would have made more sense?
I think he can do well in the future.
And we're going to be doing this the whole episode, I think, is rewriting this movie. I think it would have made more sense at the beginning if they showed a clip of him playing football then he did a touchdown, and he was like, "Booyah!"
Yeah,
did like, a touchdown, and so then the whole movie,
like, when Batman was like going over the history of Victor Stone,
yeah,
and it just shows a video of him playing football,
yeah,
like his highlight reel, and he just goes, "Booyah!" Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like he scored the touchdown, says, "Booyah!" And then you got the whole thing of him being a robot, and I'm so downer, and I hate myself, and I'm a robot.
I'm not even human, I'm a monster.
But then at the end, it's beautiful, because then he helps them beat the bad guy, and then he says booyah, and he's back to himself.
His destiny is fulfilled.
So you would have added so much more sentiment.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't much sentiment in this movie.
Not really.
How did you feel about Flash?
I think Ezra Miller did pretty good. I yeah. liked him. His good little comic quirks throughout the whole movie.
I think,
it wasn't too much, in my opinion.
Right. I think for me, I think he was my least favorite of the group.
Yeah. I still liked him. I liked him more than Cyborg, in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah. Except, we'll get to that later.
Okay.
Things about the Flash I really don't like.
So you liked the characters.
Yeah.
What else did you like in the cast? I liked individual scenes.
Okay.
I thought there was a lot of good individual scenes.
I could agree. There were scenes that I really got into, and then there were other scenes that just, like, I got pulled out almost immediately.
Like, what the heck, what?
Yeah.
We get into those later.
Yeah.
I really liked the scene of, at the beginning of Wonder Woman fighting the bank robbers that wanted
yeah,
to
that part
blow
was pretty
up
sweet.
Because there is no hope in the world. Yeah. Anymore, because
Superman's
was
dead.
I thought that was a good scene. I liked how he was like shooting the machine gun to Moda and all the people.
She's like running and ting, 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 ting. That part was pretty sweet.
That was pretty wonderful.
And she's like, well, that guy's like, well, huh.
Yeah. I love the scene of the keep away scene with the Amazons with Steppenwolf.
Yeah.
In my opinion,
cool.
I think that was almost better than the end fight scene.
Yeah, right.
The end fight scene was a bunch of fun.
You know, he was like mowing them down and cutting them up and running them over.
It was so cool. They're just like playing catch with this thing. Throwing the arrow, Hippolyta shooting the arrow, and it was pretty sweet. So I really enjoyed that.
All the pretty ladies got beat by Steppenwolf.
I really enjoyed when.
Are there no ugly women in the Themyscira?
It's gotta be.
It's gotta be. But they're not the ones that died. All the pretty ones died. Yeah.
No!
Not the pretty one!
I really enjoyed the scene at the end with Batman in the Batmobile trying to like sacrifice himself for everybody.
Yeah.
And then they're playing the 1989 Batman theme.
Oh, did they?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even notice that.
It was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a slower version of it. It was pretty good.
Hmm.
And then I really liked, spoilers kind of, I really loved that end scene of the after the credits of the race.
The race, they finally get to do the race.
That was good. And then I really liked it.
That doesn't really spoil anything.
Yeah. And I got super goosebumps when
I guess it's supposed
they were all kind of holding on to Superman when he was bad.
Oh, spoilers.
And
then, alive.
Yeah. Okay. I think everybody knew that.
Yeah.
And as Flash is running behind
him. Oh, that part was one of my favorite
things.
And
he turns and they
make
eye contact.
He's like turning his head and like, he makes eye contact and Flash's face just like pure horror. He's like, oh no.
So for me, there was a lot of individual stuff that I did like that was cool to see on the scene.
The whole Martha scene where she like comes home and she sees him, it kind of teared up a little bit.
Yeah, you think I would have, but I didn't
you
at
didn't,
all.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that was cool though. The boom tubes was cool.
Oh yeah, where it teleports them in.
Yeah, so there's a lot of good individual stuff that
mm-hmm.
I think I liked. So overall, I think they really grasped individual characters well. I think that was a strength of the movie. But I think overall, kind of bad stuff. Without giving spoilers away, I would say I agree with you. Is what you said last week is that if you say, if you pretend that Batman v Superman never happened, then the movie makes sense. But if you look back and because Superman is supposed to be, the basic whole theme of this movie is, oh, Superman's dead, so there's no hope in the world.
Yeah.
And hey, Steppenwolf could come down and he's going to fight us. Steppenwolf's coming now because Superman's gone.
Yeah.
That didn't make sense because Superman was never around for that long. He was never Superman for an extended amount of time.
I still haven't seen Man of Steel, but it mean, what, like 5 years, you'd say?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's not very long.
And then everybody, like, they didn't show anything about maybe Superman about people loving him.
Not really.
Everything was like how Superman's evil and everybody hates him.
Let's take him to court.
And so now he's dead.
Let's take Hope to court.
And they're building statues and have banners and Hope is lost. But you never get that
Hope
feeling.
Got acquitted.
If the S don't fit, you gotta acquit.
If the cape don't fit,
if the cape don't fit, you must acquit.
The go-go boots don't fit, you must acquit.
If the CGI mustache don't fit,
oh my God,
you must acquit.
Oh, man. We'll get to that later.
And so that just kind of never worked for me. And the other thing that I really didn't like about the movie was the dialogue.
Yeah.
Which we could get into more later, too. To me, it felt at times it felt like a fifth grader wrote some of the dialogue for this movie. What was your kind of least favorite things? And it felt like it had a lot of editing problems, too. It felt like they had two separate, like Joss Whedon and Scott Snyder smashed the movies together.
Yeah.
And it was obvious.
Okay, thank you. Alright, so, my opinion, it became this thing about let's fight Steppenwolf and stop Steppenwolf to becoming, oh, Superman. We gotta get Superman. Oh yeah, Steppenwolf.
Yeah.
Like the whole scene where they're like fighting Superman and they're, you know, they completely forget about the mother box.
Yeah. How do you completely forget about it?
We'll get back. We'll get to that later in the spoiler part. So, a lot of my downside parts are, like, spoilery, so...
Okay. Alright. So, overall, did you enjoy the movie, or...?
It was good. If you, like, in my opinion, if you're not a big comic book, you don't know much about source material, you could probably enjoy the movie. But for me, I just... It just left me with more questions.
Yeah. Wow, so I think maybe I liked it a little bit more than you, maybe.
Sounds like, yeah.
I get a lot of joy out of some of it.
Yeah,
right. So, would you recommend that people see it in the theaters if they haven't seen it yet?
No.
No, so wait for DVD, huh?
Wait for DVD.
And just Redbox it?
Yeah, Redbox, definitely.
Don't even buy it.
Don't waste your money on it.
Wow. Alright, so what would your overall... Usually we do a 10-star rating, right?
4.
Wow! Wow, usually these things are opposite. Usually you're a little bit more optimistic.
Yeah, no.
I'm usually super pessimistic.
I mean, the CG was great, the characters were great, but the story was
the
all
CG
over the damn
great.
Place.
I don't think CG was that
great. Steppenwolf was
the Steppenwolf. I thought the guy who voiced Steppenwolf was badass.
Yeah, I thought the voice was very menacing and he's going to destroy everything.
Yeah.
And stuff. And semi-British terror.
I would say a 6 for me.
Okay.
I don't hate it. I don't remember what I gave Suicide Squad.
I gave it like a 5 or a 4.
I would definitely give it more than I gave Suicide Squad. I would say it's probably my third favorite out of the series of, if you count, Man of Steel.
Okay.
Batman v Superman, Suicide Squad, Justice League.
Okay.
My rating would go... Man of Steel is my... So 5 then.
Yeah, Wonder Woman is definitely 1.
So Wonder Woman was my favorite. No. Man of Steel is my favorite.
Well, then I gotta watch Man of Steel.
Wonder Woman, Batman v Superman,
and
Justice League, then Suicide Squad. Suicide Squad might be my least favorite.
I still like
the parts
movie
of
Suicide
time.
Squad.
You remember me in the theater with you at the end, and I'm just like, what the?
That's because you, like, missed out on key points that was happening, and you're like, how did he get in there? He climbed out of the damn hole! That's how. Killer Croc didn't just show up out of nowhere.
I think if you're a superhero fan, and you're a fan of comic books, you've got to go see it. I think even if you grew up with the cartoons, I think you got to go see it.
Justice League.
I think it's worth seeing in the theater at least.
A more cinematic experience, you'll get the surround sound and the full effect of it would be better in a theater.
I don't know how well it's going to continue to do. It hasn't done great, but it hasn't done horrible either.
No, I mean, technically, even as bad as Batman v Superman was, it still did very, very well. And I think, comparative, I didn't read the article. Like, when Coco came out, didn't they come out the same week?
Yeah.
Coco came out the week after.
Okay, Coco came out the second week.
How's that doing?
Coco? I don't know.
I heard Coco's amazing, though.
I heard Coco is amazing also.
You mean Kubo and the Coco Strings, what?
Yeah. I was listening to a thing about someone giving a review about what it's about, and I'm like, look, it's about loss and family and art. I'm like, isn't that what Kubo and the Two Strings was about?
I'm pretty sure his mother dies.
It's the same exact movie.
Just one's Japanese and the other one's Mexican. It's not the same. He's Mexican.
So I don't really know how well Coco has done, if it's underperformed or overperformed. It doesn't matter because they're all about to be put to death by Star Wars.
Oh, like 2 weeks or a week and a half, put to shames.
But,
and Jumanji try. I want to see Jumanji, though.
Jumanji looks great.
But Star Wars first.
Jumanji looks great. It does. There's a lot of good movies coming around Christmas.
What's your weakness, cake? Yeah, I'm fine. I feel fine. Boom!
So weird.
I know.
Okay.
Alright.
Spoiler time.
So we're
if you haven't seen Justice League, you don't want spoilers, go away.
The banana's not green anymore, it's turning brown. Spoiler warning.
I think I pissed. There wasn't that many people in.
Piss? What? How do you end this?
I'm pissed in the theater.
I peed in my popcorn.
I think I made a lot of people mad in the theater. Granted, there was only three other people in there with me.
Yeah.
But there were points where I literally was laughing.
And like,
when it's supposed to be serious time.
Yeah.
So, for me, my biggest issue was the dialogue.
Yeah.
Like what I was referencing at the beginning is they're in the cornfield.
Yeah.
And Lois finds out he's alive. And they're
she's just hugging on him.
And then she just, like, in the middle, she stops and, like, sniffs him. And she's like, "You smell good." And then he's like, "Did I not smell good before?" And that's like the end of their conversation. And then Martha comes.
There's more to it than that.
No.
There's gotta be more to it than that.
At the beginning, maybe.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And then, like, it totally seems like
he is just standing out there in the field, and she comes up, and then finally they embrace, and he's just like, "You smell good."
Like, what the heck?
For a corpse, I guess.
It was so just, like, out of place and weird.
Yeah.
And then, Batman, he gave a speech that I guess was a good speech, but he tried to prove his point that Superman is more human than he is.
Yeah.
And he's more human than... he's more human than I ever have been. And, like, he goes on this big thing about loving and loss and Martha and his mom and Lois and how he's always lived a life, but Bruce Wayne never. And I just thought, and it was very kind of like, they were trying to make it deep, and it just did not come off deep at all.
Okay.
Superman was... So, he kind of, he steps back into it, and after they kind of, like, Clark just magically starts loves everybody again after he sees Lois. And he's like,
"That was close."
He's like, "Well, this guy doesn't like me very much about Batman." And then Batman is like,
"Oh, that hurts. Oh, that hurts.
I don't not like you." Like, what the
hell? Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
And I literally lost it. I don't think he said you. I think he just said, "I don't not like."
That is kind of dumb.
That was dumb, and hell, if they just kept calling each other by their first names.
I hated that.
Like, in the middle of the battle and stuff, in front of police officers.
Son, Jorah, son.
Clark! Clark! Like, two cops right... Oh my gosh. Kal-El. And I was like, how did Wonder Woman magically know he's from Krypton and his name's Kal-El?
Well, they met. She's got the dossiers on him from Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
The thing that I thought was weird is when he just, like, lands at the memorial and there's two cops there, they're not, like, looking at each other going, is that effing Superman? He's dead! They're just like, what are you doing? You white man that we've never seen before? Fly out of the sky suspiciously?
She acts like they're best friends. And Batman acts like he was best friends with Superman, too.
They make it seem like they've had this whole Justice League going for a long time.
And then it was like the three of them fighting together.
You're right. Even though they just met in the last movie.
I don't even think Wonder Woman and Superman officially met. They just fight together. And then he dies and she's all heartbroken that he's dead.
I guess that's true. I mean, Superman's fast. They had this whole quick relationship. So that's what happened.
And then, so you go from, like, Bruce Wayne Batman hating Superman.
Yeah.
To now apparently he's madly in love with him.
They're best friends, bro, because their moms are named Martha. Duh.
And that was another thing that drove me crazy. Is, like, why does it take Superman to come back to life for Bruce Wayne to save the farm? Why didn't Bruce step in and save the farm at the beginning of the movie?
I don't know. Whatever. F you, Martha.
There was just a lot of stuff like that that was just weird. The whole brunch conversation.
The brunch conversation?
They were, it was a super tense moment, right? Batman and Flash, and everything's super tense, and they're talking, and they're in Flash's house. And Flash's like, how'd you get here? And then he's like, I'm Batman. And because he just has to tell everybody that he's Batman.
He insinuated he's Batman when he threw the battery. Okay. He didn't say he was Batman. He's like, I'm Bruce Wayne.
Well, he just
like,
wants
that doesn't
to
mean you can
Batman.
Be in my house in my favorite chair.
And then he's like,
no, he says, like, I'm Bruce Wayne. He's like, you say that like that's supposed to explain what you're doing here.
And then
in my favorite lair. In my favorite chair.
And then I don't know if they were, like, trying to get, like, Barry to be autistic or something. But he's like, I don't do very well with people. People's not really my thing.
I guess.
And then he's like, I just want friends to go get brunch with.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's got Asperger's. That is really weird when you say it like that.
There was just so many just weird random stuff. Like, when they're all just hanging out, like after Superman comes back, and they're all hanging out in the Batcave.
With the Bat, whatever, the Bat Lake.
Yeah, and there's some kind of interaction between Aquaman and Bruce that was just awkward. And then,
The lasso part?
Yeah, and then Aquaman, the lasso part. The lasso part was kind of funny.
That was pretty funny, yeah.
But even that was, like, very kind of...
You tell anybody, I'll kill you.
Elementary.
I didn't hear anything. Yeah, you're right. Very Did he say something? I didn't hear anything.
So that was kind of my biggest issue. It's just the dial. And then, like, even at the end, like, some of the stuff that they were saying, I really, really had a problem with.
Yeah. Alright, so one of my hugest issues was I'm sitting there waiting this entire movie for this scene that they put in the trailer where it says, they said you would come. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and then credits, I'm like, where the hell is that scene?
Yeah. There was a lot of scenes like that.
They cut a lot
of crap.
I think
we should go back and watch that original trailer, because there's a lot of crap they cut.
Bull poopy.
Because I think that trailer came out before Scott dropped off.
It might have.
Yeah.
Dang, Joss Whedon?
I bet you we could find out online who they're talking about. I think he was talking
Superman.
To Lois.
You think so?
I think he's talking
to Lois. Oh, okay, that makes
when
sense.
When he's like, he said you'd come or
go
whatever.
Go get the big guns?
Yeah, and I think he was probably talking to Lois.
I was hoping for, like, a new hero.
Yes, like a lantern.
Yeah, or a manhunter or something. Hawk girl, something.
So, yeah. So that was frustrating.
Robin?
That there's a lot of stuff you're waiting
Starfire?
For. That's Dick Grayson?
Dick Grayson.
Yeah, somebody.
Swamp Thing?
So Mike.
Sorry, I'll just keep going.
Let's keep going. So my kind of thing is like, do you think this movie is easily fixable? Or do you think you have to fix You have to fix Batman v Superman to fix this movie. You think?
I think you have to. Yeah, when you say it that way, yeah, you have to fix Batman v Superman first. You have to establish this relationship between Batman and Superman before it gets torn apart.
And then, back
then
up.
Justice League makes a little more sense, where it's like, all right, we're best friends again.
Yeah,
because that's when you know, in Batman Returns, that whole big thing is like he didn't want to have to fight Superman, but he wanted to show him that he can beat him if he ever tried something.
Yeah,
but they were friends. He didn't want to have to do that.
Yeah, they just I don't know.
We were friends there one time.
Even if they put, like, a little, like, even if they put a small thing in Batman v Superman where time passed.
Yeah.
Like, before Doomsday came and gave, I don't know. Or even if, like, we talked about back in the day of them just doing that vignette of Superman saving people.
Yeah.
And going around.
Even, like, with the beginning when they did, the, like, the whole little video of the kids, like, interviewing Superman.
Yeah.
If they did something like that, but, like, a lot more different kids. Yeah. Like, like, oh, look at him, he's saving this person. Oh, look, he's saving that. Oh,
something I did like about Justice
League. And then they didn't even answer him. They didn't go back at the end of the movie, and he didn't even answer the question.
Yeah, right. Something I really did like is I like how they did Superman at the end of the movie. They really made him very hopeful. Yeah. They made him more bright and colorful when he had the costume on. Oh, that was something that made me mad, too. Is you all during the filming, you saw pictures of Superman in the black costume.
Yeah.
And they never did that.
Yeah, you're right. I heard about that. There was an article I was skimming through today. I didn't read it, but it was talking about why they didn't put the black suit in.
Okay.
I meant to read it, but I didn't.
So, what did you think? How noticeable for you was...
Oh, another one of my beefs. So you just keep going on with your beefs and not letting me talk about my beefs.
All right, go. Keep going.
Is the final battle.
Okay.
The final battle is literally, let's just distract Steppenwolf until Superman gets here.
Oh, yeah.
And that was just ridiculous.
Because they didn't know Superman was coming.
They didn't, but they had an idea.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, like, I would think Bruce knew the whole time. He's like, all right, we just gotta keep him at bay until Superman gets here.
Till Lois convinces him that he smells good enough to come and save the day.
You smell like hope and victory.
I gave Lois this really sweet line to say. I said, hey, when you're in the field together, tell him that he smells good.
Guys like it when you tell him I smell good.
I always love it when Alfred tells me I smell good.
You smell wonderful, Master Wayne.
Days when I'm really, really grumpy.
You don't smell like you've been in a rubber suit all day.
And I just woke up from sleeping all day. Alfred tells me I smell good. And then it gets me ready to fight the bad guys.
You smell like justice, Master Wayne. Like a hero that this city doesn't deserve. But they need.
That's how I want you to make Clark feel.
Like a non-stinky hero.
I think that's why he's so grumpy all the time.
Yeah.
Because he thinks you think he smells.
It's the cape, isn't it? I can't get it washed right.
Even after that bath scene you guys had.
Oh, yeah.
The Batman v Superman. That was
hang
so
on, my cape's in here. Jeez, Lois, my goodness.
If you were taking a bath and he just hopped in.
You little harlot.
So we talked a little bit earlier about the CGI mustache.
Oh my god.
So people don't know kind of what we're talking about.
At first when I was watching the movie, I didn't realize it until I went out after Thanksgiving. The day before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So the night before Thanksgiving, I went out with some friends and I was sitting there talking about it. And I did not realize the whole mustache gate.
Okay.
And they showed me a picture of it and I just lost it. I was cracking up. It was so bad.
Mustache looks so weird.
It does. Well, the mustacheless face.
So what happened is they did kind of the big shoots, right? And then Scott Snyder dropped out. When Scott Snyder dropped out and Joss came in, they brought people back to do reshoots.
Yeah. And at this point, Henry Cavill is under contract for another movie and he needed this mustache.
Yes, I can't remember what movie.
I don't remember either.
But it was another movie. I want to say it was like a James Bond movie or something.
I don't know.
It was something big. Maybe Fast and the Furious. Some big movie that he's a villain in. And
I don't picture him being a villain in either one of those movies. He's not British. Is he? Is he American?
I don't think he's American.
Oh my gosh. You might be right.
And so they were like, hey, we need Henry to come to reshoots. We need him to shave the mustache off. Exactly. And it was in his contract with this other movie that he couldn't. So they're like, nope. Mustache should go to anywhere. So like, okay. Instead of having him grow like a full beard, right? Which would have made sense.
Because
they did that in the comics.
Did he grow a beard when he was
when
dead?
When he came back, after he came back to life. Oh. He came back and he wore the black suit and had the full
beard. You're right,
beard.
Yeah, you're right. Because that actually would have been pretty cool.
It would have been. They're like, oh, well, let's just spend millions of dollars to
$50 million! Dollars.
That's how much it was?
$50 million to CG his mustache off.
Oh. So how much did you notice it?
At first, I didn't notice it at all. Now I can't look away from it.
The only scene that I really, really noticed it in was kind of towards the beginning of the movie.
The young face Superman?
Yeah,
his face looked really CG'd there. I think when they were making him younger, they went a little over the top.
That was kind of hardcore. And then towards the end, there was the farm scene, I think, maybe.
Oh, he's like awkwardly smiling.
Yeah.
And his lip just looks like terrible.
Yes, that is the scene I'm talking about. So now you're not going to be able to see Henry Cavill as Superman in this movie without seeing the mustache.
The weird
CGI.
Awkward lip.
Why they did that and spent that much money to CGI that off, I guess.
I don't know, it's insane.
It's a poor choice, I think. So, have you heard about kind of everybody's kind of push and petition for to have a Scott Snyder cut of this movie?
Yeah, I think that might not be a bad idea to have him come back and try and make the darker, grittier movie that he wanted to make.
Because supposedly it was a lot darker and grittier, and supposedly there's dark
scenes
too.
Henry William Dalgnesh Cavill was born on the Balwick of Jersey, a British Crown dependency in the Channel Island.
So he's British?
He's British. That's a mouthful right there.
Does it say what movie he was filming?
Looking up. I'm just going to see what his next movie is.
Alright. I want to say it's something like Bond.
Mission Impossible 6?
That's what it was! That's close to Bond!
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It's American James Bond.
Yeah, there you go. With Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Show me the mustache! So if you had to... If you had to rewrite the movie, like, what would have been your perfect version of Justice League if you wrote it? Like, how would you have ideally wanted to see that movie go?
I think they should have done a bigger villain and a bigger roster of heroes first.
Okay.
So I think it's still too soon to do Justice League 1.
So you just think they shouldn't have done Justice League,
They shouldn't have done that at all. I think they should have done... Like, all the other movies they want to do first. Like, Aquaman, get that out of the way. Maybe a Cyborg movie, get the Batman out of the way.
So they just should have taken their time to build up the universe of Marvel.
They only literally mentioned Darkseid once. When he's like, I got to do Mother, for you and for Darkseid.
Yeah. And then that was it.
That's it. So we really don't have a greater villain
quote. Well, let's say you have a Justice League movie, there's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
Would you have made Darkseid the main villain just right off the bat? Because do you remember initially it was Justice League 1 and 2.
Yeah, they still have a sequel coming out.
Well, the movie was originally split into two.
Like Infinity War?
Right.
Okay, I did not.
And then once Avengers changed theirs, they changed theirs.
Those copycats.
So you would have done Darkseid as a bad guy right off, you think?
No, I think that's fine. It'll save him for the second movie, but I think a much broader villain than Steppenwolf. Like, maybe Sinestro? That way you tie Green Lanterns in?
That would have been a good idea. That would have been a really good idea. Sinestro would have made a lot more sense, probably.
And then, you know, something happens and he gives Batman a ring, or Batman, like, grabs a fear ring. He's like, maybe I'll use this.
And then Batman's the villain?
No, he just uses the Fear Ring because he's part of Sinestro Corps.
Oh, okay. That'd be cool.
I don't know. He just keeps it. Like, it's just like a little end credit scene.
Okay.
Where he's like in the Batman.
Oh, lab, they can build
like,
that up
it's like
later.
A jar.
Yeah.
It's just like you see a yellow ring floating in the jar.
Just
a little hint of something.
I think how I would have liked to seen it gone is not as big a change. I think it would have been better if Superman was the main villain.
Superman, huh?
So, they kind of still have Steppenwolf come out, whatever, but he is the one who brings Superman back to life.
Steppenwolf.
So he comes, Steppenwolf comes back down, and he's like, hey, I need kind of like how Thanos has people who go and get Earth ready.
Yeah.
Instead of Steppenwolf, he's like, Steppenwolf comes down and says, I've been sent by Darkseid to prepare Earth for domination.
Yeah.
And so he needs to recruit people. So what he does is he finds Kryptonian, and brings Superman back to life and makes Superman a
Which one
a
makes
minion.
Him stronger? Because the red stuff makes him weak, the green stuff kills him. There's one that makes him stronger, I can't remember.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure. The pink stuff makes him gay. There's
so,
literally pink kryptonite.
And then you have him in the black suit, and he's fighting everybody. And now this movie comes down to having to fight Superman and make him Superman.
Turn him
again.
Good, and
Turn
then he finishes off Steppenwolf. That, yeah, you're right. That would be a much better story.
I think it would have made a lot more sense. We didn't even talk about this. How awkward was the grave robbing scene?
That was pretty awkward.
You literally have 20 minutes of this movie of them stealing Superman's dead body and taking it to
the ship.
So I get why they didn't have Flash and Cyborg like dig the grave with dig up the ground and dig the tombs of the. Well, I'm having trouble with words.
I don't know. Yeah.
I'm because the dialogue rubbed off on me. The coffin up, right?
Yeah. Exhumed the coffin.
They didn't exhume the coffin with force because they wanted to be respectful. They threw in there. But they're making jokes and stuff. They're exhuming this coffin. Mm-hmm. Then they take his body, and you see, like, Batman holding a dead corpse.
Yep.
It was just weird.
Yeah.
Do you agree that it was just kind of out there?
A little, yeah.
If somebody 2 years ago would have said, hey, Tom, one day you're going to have a Justice League movie, and in that Justice League movie, Batman's going to be holding a dead Superman corpse.
Well, the thing that I was a little upset was is, the thing I was upset was that he was actually dead.
Yeah.
He's not supposed to be dead.
No.
Doomsday doesn't actually kill him. That's the part that upset me.
So what happened at the end of Batman v Superman when The Rock started to rise up? Like, what was that even for?
Like, The Rock? Wait a minute. Right.
Remember at the end and they show the coffin?
Oh, yeah.
And she throws, like, the dirt on it, and then the dirt kind of, like, rises?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, I don't know. It was definitely super weird.
I think Joss Whedon just loves killing his heroes and making them come back. Like, Buffy died, like, 4 times
Did
on the TV
really?
Show. 3. He just loves killing his heroes and making
them
come back.
Did he do that
back.
In the Avengers?
Who died in Avengers? Nobody died. Well, Quicksilver died in the second one, but he didn't direct that one, did he?
No, I don't think so.
He didn't just do the first one. Nobody died in the first one.
No. Yeah, they did. Agent Coulson died.
Oh, yeah, he did die and come back.
Yeah.
He went to Tahiti. I heard it's a magical place.
Did you notice towards the end when Batman gave his speech to Wonder Woman about Superman being more human than him, did you notice that blown-up suit he was wearing? Like, how he just looked like somebody, like, pumped air into his chest?
Little? I don't know. He looked like he was pretending to be beefier than he was.
Yeah, it was
But he didn't
weird.
Look like he was not beefy.
To me, it looked like someone just, like, like he was a balloon.
Like those old Nike shoes where they pump it up. Pump up the pecs.
Lois, you gotta tell Clark that he smells good.
He was the only dude that didn't have his shirt off besides Flash, too, so...
Yeah. What did you think of the Nightcrawler?
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty cool little vehicle they had. And actually, it was kind of like a useless vehicle when you think about it. Why not just have like this little thing that goes... hovers in versus the super slow crawling machine.
He's like, I'm fighting two bad guys. Alfred, these two parademons are too much for me. I need Nightcrawler.
Give me the strongest vehicle in God.
Send in the one that crawls, please.
Sir, the slug is still under development. Or then give me the crawler.
I want the vehicle that smells the best.
The Nightcrawler. The Kurt Wagner. I mean the Nightcrawler.
Oh my gosh.
Another thing that I just realized that I just forgot. Dang it. Darn it. I just remembered that then you brought up the Nightcrawler. I can't remember.
Aquaman?
Yes, Aquaman.
I knew it.
He was so underutilized.
Yeah, he's very underutilized. Why on Earth would you have your main fight scene be miles and hundreds of miles away from the ocean? You got Iron Man. Why don't you turn the fight scene somewhere by the coast?
Because they don't have nuclear facilities.
Did
I don't know?
Okay. Did we see a single fish in this movie?
No, not really.
No,
a whale.
Yeah,
that's about it.
How come we didn't have a scene of like Aquaman like?
Because he didn't want to be in the water. He was still trying to avoid his duty.
Okay.
So I think they're waiting to the Aquaman.
It's not that kind of duty! and he's like, that was another one of the dialogues of Aquaman. He's at the bar and he goes and he's like, I need whiskey. And
yeah.
And then he just like he said something when he took the whole bottle from the guy.
He's like, it's on him.
He's like, it's on him. And it's literally like two shots left in the bottle.
Yeah.
And then he's going out like he's chugging it. And there's a guy like,
that was like half a bottle. It was like half a bottle.
It was like a quarter full.
Yeah. I mean, that'll get me drunk. That much whiskey? That'll do it.
And then he's like all romantically drinking the bottle and he like swings his hair back. Oh my god.
He takes his shirt off and he swims away.
What did you think about the underwater fight scene with Steppenwolf?
I thought that was pretty cool. Again, it was just like one of those things that happened so fast.
Yeah.
That they could have taken this moment and expanded it out. Like how they did with at the Themyscira. That whole fight scene was awesome where he's taking the mother box from them. But, like, this part was just like, boop, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
We must talk, Mr. Trevor. Not Trevor, dang it, what's his name? Arthur. Arthur, we need to talk. You're the daughter of Atlantis. Blah, 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 blah.
But I have to put you in this weird air bubble to talk to you.
I know, right? I heard that then the movie, the actual Aquaman movie, they're not going to do that. Like,
no.
Hold on. All right, let's talk.
So weird.
That was pretty strange.
You know, in the movie at some point, they say that the Atlanteans drove into the ocean.
Yeah, they were.
So, that makes it sound like they didn't live in the ocean before. They're not from the ocean,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it makes it seem like that, yeah.
So, why didn't they build, like, an underground like, dome underwater? So, they built this dome.
That's how it is in the comic
books. Because that's what I always remember from the comic books. They live in, like, a dome thing, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
It's
like the Gungans.
Because the fight scene would have been so much better if it was part in the dome and
like
part out of the dome.
Flying through domes, maybe. Like, doof, doof.
That would have been cool. Yeah, like the Gungans.
Like the Gungans.
Misa lives underwater with Aquaman.
Aquaman lives outside the dome. He's like a bomba. Crazy drinking all the time. He said no smell good.
Jaja smells good. Bruce Wayne tells me I smell good all the time.
You're so smell good.
You so smells good.
You smell super ever so good. That's what my wife tells me. They took that part out too.
Oh man.
The whole, so does that mean yes? Did he say that?
No, he didn't say that.
Yeah, he didn't say that.
No.
Ugh. Confusing.
Very, very.
Another thing that they kind of did and then not talked about ever again. So at the very beginning, when Batman was doing his Batman thing, chasing a villain, yeah, and doing his Batman stuff, fighting on the rooftops, then the parody even shows up. And then no more Batman. Batman Batmaning.
Right, and he doesn't Batman and Batman. He doesn't Batman anymore.
Nope.
But even then, like,
I mean, he was doing, like, the grapple kicks and stuff. That was pretty cool when he was fighting the parody. He just, like, swings through and grapples up. And
that was cool. That was pretty cool. And I did like how he was always willing to sacrifice himself.
Yeah.
How he was trying to be, like, the lone one of the group.
Well, because, like, compared to everybody else, he's like, I ain't got any powers. I gotta be strategic here. I'm gonna get my ass whooped.
This is weird. My dog is, like, up on my lap and just awkwardly looking at me.
Don't touch the poop bag.
So, did you notice that in that, he captures the guy, right?
Yeah.
And the parademon comes and he kills the parademon. And then the guy's, like, right behind him. And he's just having a conversation with Alfred.
The guy's just like, so what are we going to do now?
And he calls him Alfred right in front of the guy.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know, Alfred.
I was wondering that, too. It's like, put this on silence mode. Alfred, what's going on? Apparently, there's, like, nobody knows who Alfred is in Gotham City. I don't know.
You would think they would.
There's, like, that's a very common name, apparently.
Apparently.
I guess. Also, there's like, 2 seconds of Commissioner Gordon.
Literally 2 seconds.
This is ridiculous.
That's it.
Like, why?
The scene we see in the trailer is the scene with Commissioner Gordon. That's it. Why spend all that money to cast J.K. Simmons
and have him in there for, like, less than a minute?
So weird.
And also, like, the guy he was talking to, is that supposed to be Aaron Cash? I'm just curious, because he seems like the lieutenant.
Who's Aaron Cash?
So he's the guy who gets his arm bitten off by Killer Croc.
Okay.
He's like the second in command.
Yeah.
Very loyal police officer.
Maybe. I don't know. It was definitely weird. A lot of weird stuff.
They're trying to throw too much in and they're just leaving a lot of stuff out.
What did you think about the credit scene at the end with Deathstroke?
So Deathstroke and Luther on their little fancy yacht boat. So what is the... for some reason, like, it's escaping me. What's their name?
Legion of Doom.
Okay, yeah. So that's what it seems like they're foreshadowing, is they're going to be fighting the Legion of Doom. So now they have this happening, and then Darkseid's still out there. So which way are they going to be going with it?
Yeah.
My guess is they're going to be... because they already announced that Deathstroke's the main villain of the Batman movie.
Well, supposedly they scrapped that completely.
Oh, my head.
So supposedly they announced that, and that was Ben's script.
Yeah.
So Ben's script had Deathstroke, and then once Ben dropped out as director and writer, they had a new guy writing it, and supposedly Deathstroke is no longer the villain.
Well.
So Matt Reeves is kind of the director and new writer of Geoff Johns.
Okay.
And supposedly they're writing a whole different story now. That's more of a detective noir type story.
Okay. As long as it's detective-y, like with Batman being a detective,
I'm thinking they do the Hush story.
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
That's not a very known story of Thomas Elliot, the Creeper.
Right.
Trying to make himself look like Bruce Wayne and ruin his life.
So I think they could kind of do that, or who knows? Wouldn't it be crazy if they had said Ben was a fake Bruce Wayne?
Dude, that would have been really twisted.
That would explain a lot. I don't know. It's definitely interesting the route they're taking, for sure. And I don't really think they know what they're doing. I think they're
trying too hard to catch up to Marvel, and it's just not... They're just burning the candle at both ends. They need to take their time, build up these solo movies and make them really good. I think they got to use Wonder Woman as their little model here and stick to that.
I agree.
Even though you're not a big fan of the build up, fight bad guy defeated, movie over.
Yeah. I'm okay with that because I guess that's what you have to have. I just don't know why everyone has to be a big CGI villain trying to destroy the world.
You have all these fancy computer graphics, might as well use them.
But why does everyone have to end with a big, huge CGI fight?
Well, what else are they supposed to do? Claymation?
I don't know. Have them have a discussion.
A discussion? Just sit down. We're going to talk about this like men.
But I love him.
That's a lot of context.
I know he's in love with Lois, but I love him.
I love Kal-El of Krypton.
No, the House of El.
He smells so he nice. Smells so good.
Hope.
By Kal-El.
He smells like hope.
By Calvin Kal-El.
I am Diana of Themyscira, and I am in love with Kal-El of Krypton because he smells good.
He smells like hope.
He smells like Steve smelled.
I smell like Steve. Rustic and burning.
Oh, man.
So. Justice League. If you really like superhero movies, you should go see it.
Yeah,
at least
should.
Once.
It's definitely fun. If not even just to make fun of it, go check it out.
Yep.
Let us know what you think of it. You can tell us on social media, right?
Yep. Anything with Deep Gray Geeks in it.
Yep.
There.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Let us know what you think. Email us at deepfriedgeeks@gmail.com. Tell us how you think Superman smells.
Yep.
What do you think he smells like?
Musk.
Musk? And he smells musky.
Like moldy musk.
Because he just came out of the grave.
Yep.
Or he smells like water. That, like,
didn't they
say water?
Yeah, isn't it like they say, like, amniotic fluid? Isn't that what they call it or something?
I think
like
so,
that?
Yeah.
That's gotta smell horrible.
Like, it probably had a little bit of Lex Luthor blood in it still.
Oh, yeah. Got Zod blood and fluids.
Hey.
Hey.
Smells like burning, too, because of that big fight scene at the end there.
Yeah.
Probably smells like dirt. Maybe smells like corn.
Corn? Like fat bastard stool in there. I don't remember having any corn.
Keep calm and geek on.